Still, the paper contains essential insights, which should frame discussion of data's role in the economy. One concerns the imbalance of power in the market for data. That stems partly from concentration among big internet firms, but it is also because, though data may be extremely valuable in aggregate, an individual's personal data typically are not. For one Facebook user to threaten to deprive Facebook of his data is no threat at all. So effective negotiation with internet firms might require collective action and the formation, perhaps, of a data labor union. This might have drawbacks. A union might demand too much in compensation for data, for example, impairing the development of useful AIs. It might make all user data freely available and extract compensation by demanding a share of firms' profits. That would rule out the pay-for-data labor model the authors see as vital to improving data quality. Still, a data union holds potential as a way of solidifying worker power at a time when conventional unions struggle to remain relevant. Most important, the author's proposal puts front and centre the collective nature of value in an AI world. Each person becomes something like an oil well, pumping out the fuel that makes the digital economy run. Both fairness and efficiency demand that the distribution of income generated by that fuel should be shared more evenly according to our contributions. The tricky part is working out how.